Welcome to this special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today's program is brought to you by DVC Plumbing, the Winterset Fairway, People's Bank and Guthrie Center, Van Fossen Square, Country View Estates, Lake Lumber, Farm Bureau Agent, Financial Services Agent John Harada, Nielsen Tractor Repair, Raccoon River Rental, Mercy Clinic in Adel, Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Adair County Health System, Harmony Chiropractic, Community Care Center, Classic Cycle, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Adel Dental Group, Eye Care Associates, Fuller's Petroleum, Sumpner Pharmacy, Lincoln Savings Bank, H&R Block, Kirchhoff Chiropractic, Lemke Repair, and Ron Allen and Son Trucking. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by DVC Plumbing, the Fairway Store in Winterset, People's Bank in Guthrie Center, Van Fossen Square, and Country View Estates.
Welcome to our special edition Health and Wealth in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with Dr. Kyle Stalder of Central Iowa Family Eye Care about how screen time impacts our vision.
Screen use, it's very prevalent for most people, whether it's a tablet, smartphone, or computer. And I kind of want to tackle those who are working with screens and also those children and older who are using them in their pastimes. To start off, how common would you say screen-induced eye strain is for adults?
So recent statistics are showing that between 85 to 90% of most of our day is spent in front of some sort of a device, like you said, whether it's computer, cell phone, tablet. I don't know that there's very great statistics on how many people are affected, but studies have shown that more people are becoming affected by screen usage and visual eye strain induced from that.
What are some tips that you would give to people to prevent or treat computer vision problems?
So one of the things that we have found, and I recently listened to a lecture on, is remembering back to what's called the 20-20-20 rule. And what that is if you're on an instrument for 20 minutes, you need to take a 20-second break to look off at 20 feet, give your eyes a little bit of a rest. That also helps, hopefully, preventing your prescription from diminishing at the distance. The other thing that we have encountered is called computer vision syndrome, which is out now also being termed digital eye strain. And one of the most effective things to do for that is using an anti-reflective coating to help relieve some of that stress.
If you can explain further, what is the coating, the anti-reflective
coating? Sure. So what an anti-reflective coating is it's a coating that can go onto a patient's prescription lenses, and it's designed to decrease a lot of the reflections that come off of a computer screen. There are also some manufacturers that have come out with a glare screen that you can actually put on top of a monitor or a device. And I think on the Apple side of things, and I'm not certain on the Android side, but I know there's an app that some people can download to have one of those UV filters on their phone as well.
And kind of stemming off of eyewear, some people that I know sometimes wear special glasses, even if they don't wear prescription eyewear already, but some people wear eyewear to kind of combat their twitching or other symptoms they might have related to screens. What would you recommend as far as those who might not already have a prescription?
One thing that we have been doing lately is we are doing what's called a task-specific pair of glasses. So it's not always a one-size-fits-all for patients. Once patients need something for distance and up close, certainly we can go the bifocal route. But also we're seeing a lot of patients who are saying, you know what, a lot of my day is at that arm's length distance and closer. I'd like to address that a little bit more too. So we have come up with a task-specific pair of glasses where the top portion is actually computer and then the up-close portion is for data entry. Also, one of the newer things out from our lens manufacturer is that they are looking at doing some of this research and designing for helping the younger crowd as well, who may not be in a bifocal but may still experience that eye strain. And there's a lens called iZen, which actually is a distance lens, but it gives just a little bit of a boost to release that eye strain up close and at the computer as well. Not a bifocal, but it's a single vision lens, but reduces that strain.
And for those who use a computer at work or at home, what kind of lighting would you say is best?
I was looking at that a few days ago, and they don't have a necessarily specific type of lighting situation as far as, like, you know, cool light versus warm light, etc. What they do recommend is making sure that the screen is away from any glare-inducing objects, such as a window. If a window is not able to, you know, be alleviated, then drapes or curtains or something on the window. And then also, the latest data says to get a lower wattage light for a desk lamp, that actually relieves some of that stress there.
What would you say is typically better, outside light or indoor, do you think?
I would say anytime you can get natural light, that's going to be a better situation. Obviously, that's probably not a realistic situation to take one's computer outside and work, but if you can get lights that are reminiscent of natural light, it's probably a little bit better.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by Lake Lumber, Farm Bureau Agent Financial Services Agent John Harada, Nielsen Tractor Repair, and Raccoon River Rental. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by Mercy Clinic in Adel, the Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Adair County Health System, and Harmony Chiropractic.
Welcome back to our special edition Health and Wealth In-Depth program. We are continuing our conversation with our guest, Dr. Kyle Stalder of Central Iowa Family Eye Care, about how screen time impacts our vision.
How does glare, when it comes to screens, really affect someone's eyesight?
So in computer vision syndrome, what that boils down to is a dry eye and then some eye strain type situations as well. They're finding a lot of that is actually from glare, even though some patients may not be able to specifically say, hey, this is really a glare issue. So as I said, we're really going back to that anti-reflective coating and also, you know, recommending those glare screens. Some employers are willing to listen on that, and others maybe haven't taken that first initiative, but the employees can take the initiative with doing that anti-reflective coating on their lenses. That coating is a clear coating. It's not one that changes colors light to dark or anything like that. So it's not necessarily a coating that anyone else looking at your glasses would necessarily know that you've got on them.
And for computer monitors, what type of computer monitor would you say these days is best for your eyes?
Everything seems to be going LED, which it's obviously a better light. I would say the bigger the better, to a certain degree, and then also contrast has something to do with that as well. If you can get, you know, white on black or black on white, that tends to be a little bit easier reading than, say, a yellow on a blue or some of those other colors.
And kind of stemming off of that, what are some, you know, other ways that people can adjust their computer settings that will, you know, benefit their eyes?
So a couple of things to keep in mind are, our eyes should actually be above the monitor. They say 15 to 20 degrees, which equates to about 4 to 5 inches, having your eyes above the monitor there. And then they say an average working distance is 20 to 28 inches away from your face on that. Obviously, you know, enlarging the text to make it a little bit easier, again, within reason. And then obviously making sure, and maybe going a little bit on the musculoskeletal side of things, but making sure that you've got a sturdy chair that you're in and good posture, as they have said that even with the eye strain, it can also create neck and back strain as well.
What would you say are some other good habits for people to keep up? You kind of mentioned the 20-20-20 rule as far as how to prevent eye strain when you are working.
I would say that if a patient is experiencing some dryness, which again is part of that eye strain, I always recommend using some artificial tears, and I know it's a little bit challenging to do that, especially when you're, you know, working with numbers or working with smaller data that you're trying not to miss any details, but always having a constant fresh tear film on the front of the eye helps with that. Maybe blinking a little bit more, taking more frequent breaks, trying to plan it, you know, when you're most awake and actively engaged as well.
What good does blinking do, remembering to do that as you're reading, working, etc.?
So blinking actually refreshes your tear film, which is the tears on the front of the eye. We typically would like to see that tear film stay on the eye for at least 10 seconds because that's what we figure the average person blinks in a minute is about 6 times. Sometimes we get that, other times we don't. And when that tear film actually breaks a little bit quicker than that, then we start getting a drier front surface of the eye, which can make vision a little bit challenging. It can also make it a little bit more uncomfortable.
Kind of moving on now to younger children and so on, as smartphones and tablets are increasingly common for children's use, what would you say optometrists are seeing as far as possible increasing eye strain or problems for children?
I would say eye strain certainly is a problem. I think more the upcoming issue is going to be that we're going to see a generation of patients who are nearsighted or maybe even extremely nearsighted. There was just a study initiated here a couple weeks ago where they are looking at the effects of all of our devices and how they are affecting children's vision. And the link that they're thinking they're finding right now is that the more time a child spends on a device, the more likely it is that they're going to develop nearsightedness and need to address some distance vision concerns.
What would you say are the physical symptoms of eye strain and vision problems typically as it relates to frequent computer screen use?
A lot of the symptoms, a patient may not be able to really express those, but some of the things that parents can watch for anyway are red eyes, tired eyes, some headaches, even some redness of the eyes, and maybe even if a patient is really in tune, a little bit of pain associated with that too. The pain more on the dry eye side of things versus the strain sort of things. The strain would be more the headaches and just some things maybe not looking as sharp as the patient would think they should.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by the Community Care Center, Classic Cycle, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, and Adele Dental Group. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by iCare Associates, Fuller's Petroleum, Sumpter Pharmacy, and Lincoln Savings Bank.
Welcome back to our special edition Health and Wealth In-Depth program. We are finishing up our conversation with our guest, Dr. Kyle Stalder of Central Iowa Family Eye Care, about how screen time impacts our vision.
Book reading that used to be known as a sort of cause of nearsightedness. Would you say screen use is more problematic than other causes of nearsightedness?
I would say that devices and screen usage probably is going to be a little bit more prevalent and problematic for patients. I was looking at a study and it did show that reading-wise, it is a little bit easier because it is a little bit better contrast actually coming off the page of a book or even a newspaper than it is doing the digital form of it. Now, I know that's probably not the popular answer right now, and it seems to be that all of the news publications are maybe pushing more towards the digital devices than, you know, they are the actual paper form. One other thing that I think we're probably seeing a little bit more is that due to whether it's our video games or our cell phones, etc., I think we are maybe entering into an age where we might be seeing more on the ADHD side of things just because our visual system is constantly stimulated with activity, whereas that maybe not as much activity when we were reading a book.
Any other health problems you would want to point out as far as what frequent screen time could threaten for children?
I think one of the biggest things that they're finding right now is there is a link between the blue wavelength of a lot of the background on TV, cell phone, tablet, etc., that is a contributing factor towards macular degeneration. And I do have concerns that kids starting younger with these devices and having them in front of them a lot may face that down the road. Now, certainly that's not to say that is the biggest contributor of the UV spectrum, because the sun is obviously the biggest contributor of the UV spectrum. So if we're not addressing that concern with sunglasses and or transitions, even if we address the concern with an anti-reflective coating for the device section of that, if we're not protecting our eyes from the sun, there's still a chance, a pretty good chance that, you know, we're going to see some macular degeneration happenings in the back of the eye later on in life.
What are some tips that you would recommend to parents to try and prevent the onslaught of eye problems for kids as it relates to screens?
That's a tough question because I know that a lot of the learning procedures now, especially in schools, they're on a Chromebook or a tablet or some form of device a lot, and that tends to be how education is moving. I would recommend that, you know, anytime you can get kids off of a device or at least give them a break. Again, it's tough to have kids remember the 20-20-20 rule, but if you can get them off of it at 20 minutes and give them a break and then go back to it, I think that would be beneficial. Also, have kids' eyes regularly checked to make sure that they aren't struggling and aren't straining. Our association recommends that children in school be seen once a year, and I would argue that even at 3 years old, when the preschool program starts, there is some learning going on, so that's probably not a bad time to start thinking about making that a regular routine habit then.
And that's for vision screening, you said?
That would be vision screening, yes, but more towards the eye exam and the full comprehensive health of the eye.
How early and how often would you say is the recommendation for a full eye exam?
Our association recommends within the first year of life that children be looked at, and then again at 3 years old and throughout the school ages. School ages obviously can have many different interpretations, but I would suggest that if a patient is in their college years as well, there's still a lot of studying and again, a lot of digital studying happening that they should probably be looked at too. And then assuming that everything is okay, they kind of go every other year through about Medicare age, and then we start looking once a year again. Obviously, if there are problems to address, we address them, you know, once a year or sooner if needed as well.
In conclusion, any last tips that you'd want to give adults as far as day-to-day life, how they can try to prevent eye strain and take a break from screens every now and again?
I guess the biggest tips that I would have would be to really consider the anti-reflective coating on patients' lenses or do a glare screen on the computer. Again, taking frequent breaks to give your eyes a little bit of a break. And if you do have any issues, certainly coming into an optometrist to be evaluated and see if there's something to be able to alleviate some of those concerns that patients may have.
And that's a look at screen time and its impact on vision with our guest, Dr. Kyle Stalder of Central Iowa Family Eye Care, on the special edition Health and Wealth In-Depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by H&R Block, Kirchhoff Chiropractic, Lemke Repair, and Ron Allen and Son Trucking. This special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network has been brought to you by DVC Plumbing, the Winterset Fairway, People's Bank and Guthrie Center, Van Fossen Square, Country View Estates, Lake Lumber, Farm Bureau Agent Financial Services Agent John Harada, Nielsen Tractor Repair, Raccoon River Rental, Mercy Clinic in Adel, the Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Adair County Health System, Harmony Chiropractic, Community Care Center, Classic Cycle, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Adel Dental Group, Eye Care Associates, Fuller's Petroleum, Sumpner Pharmacy, Lincoln Savings Bank, H&R Block, Kirchhoff Chiropractic, Lemke Repair, and Ron Allen and Son Trucking.